This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials continue to warn about risks to Coloradans if big health cuts in the Republican budget bill come to pass. CPR's John Daly reports.
Rich Cimino is executive director of Peak Health Alliance, a nonprofit operating in nine mountain counties. Through it, employers band together to negotiate rates with insurance companies. He worries Congress won't renew tax credits, which help many Coloradans pay for insurance on Colorado's marketplace.
This is going to hurt a lot of people. They're going to hurt their health, and hospitals are going to be financially hurt by this, especially with small rural hospitals.
About 112,000 people, 4 in 10 of those enrolled for health insurance via Connect for Health Colorado, could lose coverage if the measure passes. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Chevron and a subsidiary allegedly violated 6 oil and gas rules during a massive oil spill in April. State regulators said Thursday the companies failed to properly set up equipment and caused water and air pollution. The company could face more violations. Greg Dronlow is with the state's Energy and Carbon Management Commission.
There may be civil settlements for damage. There's a possibility for other agencies to enforce their regulations.
The companies have 28 days to respond to the allegation. Denver has its first commercial composting site. CPR Sam Brash reports it uses 2 shipping containers to process organic waste.
Compost Colorado, a roughly 10-person company, officially opened the site on Wednesday. Founder Van Fussel showed how it works by revealing the innards of one of the shipping containers.
Now you might get some notes of like wood chips, maybe some light vinegar sort of smells. We don't mind the organic smells here.
The site squeezes onto a small parking lot near the National Western Center, the rapidly growing home of Denver's annual stock show. It'll process waste from the campus, and the company hopes similar systems could offer a more local, sustainable way to deal with food scraps and yard waste. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.